Hi, I'm Jen Turner, and I'm a psychic medium.
Hi, I'm Nadia Thorman, and I'm like the Ryan Seacrest to her Teresa Caputo.
And we're here to have a normal conversation about weird stuff.
Welcome to
The Soul Spot.
Hello, friends.
Hello, everyone.
I'm so pumped right now, Jen.
I know.
I'm so pumped. You guys, we have exciting things. Finally, we're here. We're back. Week two.
Yep.
Season two.
Yep.
And we're going to start Patreon. It's, you know what? It started. If you're listening to this right now, subscribe to our Patreon. It is going to be so cool.
I'm so excited about this. Mostly, well, I'll let you kind of do the introduction to it, but like mostly because of the meditation piece. I feel like it is the way that we can like, that I can service and you can service the community, because that's what they've been asking for.
Yes. So if you guys listen regularly when new episodes come out, we have so many amazing topics, and then we talk about meditation all the time, but like, how do we put that into practice, right?
Right.
So these will be specifically guided meditations that have a lot to do with the things we talked about on those episodes.
Right.
So it's a way that you can put into practice all of the things we talk about.
And they're meditations that we do. So that's what makes me so excited about it, is that it's like we get to share this with you now, because we've never really had the opportunity to do that before. So we know you guys are going to love it. They are amazing meditations. And I feel like what makes it really different is that they're spiritual.
Yes. Okay, so here's how it's going to work. If you guys aren't familiar with Patreon, it is a wonderful service that, you know, most podcasters have some kind of Patreon, but anybody who is an artist or offers a service, anybody can sign up for a Patreon, and it's a way to access more content from people you follow. There is a really user-friendly app. I would download it immediately. It's totally cool. Go to patreon.com to sign up. And Jen's laughing at me. I'm going to be honest right now. I'm going to cut this out. Why are you laughing at me? Are you not hyped?
No, I am. It was the totally cool part that made me laugh so hard.
Like the Los Angeles Lakers.
Exactly.
All right, you guys. I'm a little too worked up right now, but it's because I'm so excited.
I know, I am too. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Okay, so we're going to have three different tiers you can sign up. You can start at a $4.99 level where you will receive a monthly meditation. And then the next level will be $9.99, and you will receive that meditation plus a bonus episode where we will get, Jen and I will get too personal, and we'll talk about things that are like a little more nitty gritty, I think.
Yeah. And a little bit more about like our personal life and how we cope and how we put this into practice.
Yes. And then, the last top tier will be $24.99, and you will get the meditation, the bonus episode, and then you will get a monthly Zoom link. And that Zoom link is going to be so cool, because it's going to be kind of a spirituality session with us. And again, we're going to talk about all the things we talked about that month.
It makes me so excited. I mean, the Zoom part of this monthly Zoom call is the part that I'm obviously so excited about, because we have thought about ways that we can do courses or classes or how we can get together to do like 101s or teachings. And we get to do all of that in like a really fun format with our community.
And some of my favorite memories from this community have been the few Zoom calls we've done.
Yeah.
Because I feel like there were so many annoying things to come out of COVID and 2020 and all this stuff, but in this kind of format, the Zoom thing really worked.
It was really cool.
I mean, I felt like really good afterwards,
you
know? So I feel like it's a really easy way to connect with everybody and to make it really feel like a community, and to like see kind of that growth in practice, and just to like see everyone's faces and say hi. Like, I think it's such a cool opportunity.
Completely. And I love the fact that it's also a commitment to self, for like self-care. For me, it's like why I pay for a gym, you know? It's like mostly just because then I have to show up. And this is kind of that in the spiritual sense of make the commitment to yourself so we can get together and we can remind ourselves what this life experience is about, what our connection to our intuition and to the other side is about. And it's just a really good reminder each month of how we want to live and to do the practice amongst people with non-judgment who are very, very like-minded.
Right. It is your spiritual well-being. I love it. All right, you guys, another thing we're going to talk about is, if you're listening this week, Jen is hosting her, kind of her first in this capacity, spiritual retreat.
I am so excited for this.
I am so excited too.
We've got a lot to talk about. I feel like these are like
so much to talk about. I know. So the spiritual retreat is in Laguna.
Yes, Laguna Beach.
Laguna Beach, and it's 3 days, and it is a jam-packed, relaxing but amazing, intense schedule.
It is,
if that makes sense.
There's it's a lot of like, spreadsheets that I had to use, which like makes my mind like short circuit, but
it's so many things. There's going to be yoga, sound baths, Reiki, readings, crystal education, massage,
live podcast, astrology readings.
And let's not forget happy hour.
Yeah. For 3 days, you guys, this is going to be a really amazing way for a group of women, like a small group of women, which is not as small as I thought it was going to be, actually. And for them to unplug, for all of us to just unplug, to reconnect with ourselves, also embrace the beautiful energy that's going to be created amongst this group of women to help heal and to help just prioritize what's important to them. And we do have a really, really tight schedule, but it's all amazing things that are geared for reconnection to self. So you're going to hate me for this, but I'm going to ask everyone to put their cell phones away.
How dare you?
I know.
Except I'm in charge of the social media, so I get to have it.
You get to have it, because God knows I won't.
No, I think that's a great idea. But I actually think this is great timing talking about this, because this is kind of on the heels of our subject last week, which was inside job.
Yeah.
And that's all of this, right?
Yes.
So I love that we're doing this. I can't wait to get the feedback from everybody. But also, I know there's going to be more of these. And this is just the beginning of something wonderful that you're creating and that we're creating. And I want to make sure you guys are following this Instagram, the Soul Spot Instagram, because just like this thing sold out probably like in just a little over 24 hours.
It was a really crazy experience where each time I was like, can we add one more? Can we add one more? And, you know, I was so nervous going into it, being like, I'm just going to try it. Like, if you build it, they will come. I'm just going to see what happens. And it was so amazing. And I also think just it's what everyone needs right now.
Ugh, more like seriously the best timed event.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a great group of women who I love, and I cannot wait to experience this. But there's also several other amazing groups of women who need this. So we'll continue doing it.
Yay. Okay. I cannot wait to hear everything you have to say about today's topic, because this is like, this is so spirituality 101, but this is like so important.
It's so important because, you know, when you, like, I'm sure you have felt this way too. We got season one under our belts, right? And it was choppy and we were like, how the hell do we work these microphones and everything? And then we would focus on the content, but I would always leave being like, oh, I wanted to say that too. And like, oh, I could have shared that story. And there's so many things that I'm like remembering afterwards of like, oh, I could, that could have been five episodes because there's so much to cover. So this I am calling a word on intuition. Okay. So this is kind of like follow up. Let me clarify some things for y'all.
Yeah.
Right. So our first kind of topic of intuition last episode or last season, we were talking so much about kind of that nugging intuition, that gut feeling, that like, that, okay. But so much of that conversation kind of felt fear-based in a way of, oh, I just had a bad feeling about that. I just got like weird vibes off that person, or something terrible happened. And it's like, I knew it. I just knew that was going to happen. And I think a lot of people mistake what I do, but what we all have the ability to do, which is the psychic, you know, intuitive element for just being premonitions only. Right? So the ability to just say you're going to have 4 kids and you're going to live happily ever after, or you're going to transfer jobs or move houses. And it's like, while that offers some guidance or insight, that's not the work. That's not the real work of spirituality in the sense of connecting with intuition. So premonitions are one thing and they do serve a valuable purpose, but that is not the majority of intuition. And that is not the majority of intuitive hits. The majority of intuitive hits is a much more organic, constant flow in you, to where it is God's voice within you to nudge you in the right direction, to give you the feeling that this can be amazing, that this is the best choice, that I have a wonderful future. This is the feeling that I get inside me when I know that I've met the one. This is the feeling that I get inside me when I know that I am being guided to this next job, or that house is just the house for me. You know, so it's more of a guiding voice inside than it is just hard and fact premonitions.
So less Miss Cleo and more gut reaction.
Yes. Right? Yeah.
I have an example of this, and you know all about it, but just recently, in the last month, I was on the hunt for the perfect swim lessons for my special needs son. And as somebody who actually taught swim lessons in my youth, and, you know, has a daughter who's been swimming since she was like 2 and a half, it was really weird for me to have my son not having that perfect space yet, because, you know, he's got this huge fear of the water.
Sure.
And I went to so many swim schools and researched them and went in person and talked.
I know you did.
And I was like, nope, not the right fit. And I was just like, I don't know what it is. That's not the right place for him. And then this random place kept coming up in my head that was, because I saw it on like social media, and it is a like 25 to 30 minute drive from my house. So it's not ideal, but, I went on their website and I realized, that I knew somebody that taught there. And it turns out that person has been teaching special needs kids for 20 years.
Oh my gosh.
So he's in these lessons now. It is the perfect fit. He goes twice a week. He has these private lessons that are amazing.
I can't get enough of the videos, like seeing my little boy.
From not putting his face in the water to laughing and enjoying putting his face in the water. And he gets so excited when we drive there. And I don't know what made me think this was the place, but that was the place.
Oh my gosh, I love it. I remember this journey for you and hearing kind of real-time feedback on it and watching those videos of him.
He's so happy.
My heart like explodes.
You know, so anyways, but that's an example of, that's intuition.
Yes. Right?
It's like moment-to-moment decisions. Just know, this isn't right. There's no logical reason. A lot of times with intuition and these gut feelings, you can't logically explain why something's not right.
Right.
You just feel it.
Yes.
And it's learning to trust that.
Yes. And I don't want people to, we talked about this the first time we spoke about intuition, but the ego does like to dramatize, right? So I think that it's so nice for people to want to categorize these, this is no, and this is yes, and it feels really good, and it feels terrible, and this is going to either make me a millionaire or make me dirt poor. It's like, it's not that extreme. Oftentimes, it's just this fluid motion of, that feels like the right thing to do, that doesn't. And checking in with just how you feel moment to moment of if this is the right decision. And I think once you operate like that, and once you use your intuition as your guiding voice, you always do. Like, you know how to do it. So it's just kind of the first place I go to of like how I feel about it, or if I, you know, and then And then that is the guiding voice. And I am such a big believer that that is God's voice within us. And that's how we're able to hear God and how we're able to connect. So, so I think that that's, it's not always premonition and it's not always just future stuff. It's a constant motion of guidance.
Right. So I have a question for you.
Yeah.
What would your advice to somebody be who doesn't trust their intuition or who second guesses themselves and gets stuck in that logic brain with these kind of moment to moment things in life?
Yeah.
Because that's very easy to do.
Absolutely. I mean, that's so much of the human experience, especially right now. What I will say is this. I am a very big believer that everybody has intuition because everybody has God within them, right? And everybody has like the God voice within them. So I want to say that you have intuition. Everybody does, okay? But it is very hard to hear it when your mind is super busy.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a quote actually of a quiet mind is able to hear intuition over fear.
I love that.
And so the first step is to learn how to quiet our mind. And it almost is, it is exactly like quieting the mind is the best way to put it. It's like, think of like a chaotic house with all the kids and you're trying to like think to yourself what you need to get into the car. And it's like, everybody just shh,
right?
You know, like, shh,
oh, yeah.
Let me think for a second on what I need to do. And every busy mom knows that feeling.
I know. I was going to ask you, what is your advice to me? How to quiet my mind in a house of kids that never stop talking?
Oh my God.
I mean, the talking.
These 7-year-old girls do not shut up.
Holy moly. Like literally talking to herself, singing, humming. I'm like, I love that you're happy. My heart and soul loves it so much. But mommy like needs to hear her own thoughts sometimes. So,
oh my God. Well, that's a nicer way of how I'm saying it.
Could you like maybe go outside and sing?
Yeah. I'm like 5 minutes.
For the neighbors?
5 minutes. Think inside your head, not outside. Yeah. Like just think to yourself. 5 minutes. Don't say my name. 5 minutes. We're going to play a game. Non-stop. Yeah. So you're going to have to fight for your moments.
Yeah.
I always say that like with, I mean, I share my, people are probably sick of hearing it, but I share my meditation routine all the time is that I start the shower and I hide.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I shamelessly hide in my bathroom with the shower running. So my children think I'm in the shower. When I'm not, I'm meditating.
That's a beautiful
and it's,
thing.
It's white noise.
Uh-huh.
So that helps kind of drown them out.
Yeah.
And it helps me center.
Right.
And I've done this now for like 5.5, 6 years every day.
Mm-hmm.
And, or the days that I shower. And the shower's going and then I can like center myself and I like either will listen to a guided meditation or I'll do my own meditation. And then I go into the shower and do like an extended meditation in there of like ridding everybody's energy off me.
Right. So I've started meditating after the kids go to sleep, which
you're a night owl. That makes perfect sense.
Right. And I know that's not ideal for everybody, but, also I, for practical reasons, I can't meditate when I'm watching my kids because,
oh no, yeah, you know, you need to be,
and also, yes, I am the worst person in the morning. I am like a nightmare to be around. And I admit that fully. I like literally, my husband is such a morning person and he's like top of the morning. And I'm like, who are you? You crazy possessed leprechaun. Get out of my face and let me drink my coffee. I literally can't talk to anybody for like 30 minutes.
Can I please share the story of your wedding day?
Sure.
Oh my God. So Nadia and I are sharing a bed.
I don't even remember the story.
Oh my God. So it was like a hotel room, like where you were getting married. And yeah, we stayed up very late that night, which like is so dumb now thinking about it, but we all did it.
I'll admit it. I did keg stands.
You did keg stands. Yep. I wasn't going to go there, but yeah. Yes.
It's okay. And, I was so young and supple and full of life.
And I think I talked you and Jerome into having to get married the next day because there was like an argument.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, you will. You love each other. I promise.
It couldn't have been the keg stands.
No.
Spurring that argument.
Or like all the tequila shots. But anyways, we passed out in the same bed. Uh-huh. And then the next day was like wedding day, right? So I wake up, I'm an early bird. I wake up and it's like the makeup person's coming, your hairstylist is coming.
It's a nightmare.
And you wake up, I'm like, BF, like happy wedding day. And you were like, I know it's my wedding day and I should be really excited and everything, but I just want to go back to bed.
Yeah, like, can I just sleep for another hour? Like, why are all these people in this hotel room? Like, okay, it's a lot.
I know I should be really excited, but I just want to go back to bed.
I mean, yeah.
So, yes, I would not recommend that you meditate in the morning.
No, but I've created my whole, like, ritual around doing it at night now. I light the fire. I put the yoga mat out. I have awesome. My crystals. I get all like wired into like my intention and it's my moment. And then it's like, I have that moment and then it's like, then I reward myself by like, you know, watching my favorite show or something, whatever. But it's like, it is a really good time for me to do that. And then it makes me feel like I've got a better grip on myself.
Yes.
I mean, come on.
Yeah. Well, your connection with self is so important. And I think people, you know, they do go external so frequently for that. So, and we live in that world where it's external feedback constantly.
Right.
And so to take 10 minutes out of your day to honor yourself and your connection with self and to realize that like, this is, we are just a soul having a physical experience. I say that every day to myself. It's a game changer. Like it sets the intention for the day or for the night going into the next day. So my meditation tips to connect with that voice is number one, the voice is there. Okay. Yeah. We're just not getting it. If you're not getting it, it's because you're usually too monkey mind in your head where all your thoughts are too loud. So we need to shh them and let that intuitive voice come through stronger. So that's kind of step one. Step two is trusting that voice. Right. So when you start feeling it, it's trusting that is a guidance and that is ultimately going to lead you to the next best step in your life. And the only way you can trust that is by making that leap of faith, and then it won't let you down. And then you'll realize, oh, okay, that's what that feels like.
Right. And then once you know what it feels like, it becomes much easier to trust. Right.
Yeah.
Like it's just like a muscle you exercise. It's just like knowing like, oh, here it is creeping up. And you will trust it after a while.
Yes. And it is like very much like sense memory where, once you understand that feeling, you can kind of rely on that feeling again. And we all had it as children. So this is going to feel more like a return than it will anything else. You know, it's like it's like a return to what you once knew, and it might be awkward and a little bit uncomfortable at first, but then you get the hang of it and you get more confidence in it.
I love that. All right. What do you think? Should we do some Ask the Medium?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are we doing soul science too?
Yeah. Is that too much?
No. I think it's good.
Okay.
I just want to make sure. I was excited because you said last week that you got a good one. So I'm like really excited.
No, I do have a good one. Okay. And we're pressed on time. So we're going to make it happen.
Okay.
This is a mega bonus episode.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Okay. So our first question comes to us from Brooke in San Francisco. And she asks, what tips do you have to manage anxiety? I love this one.
I know, but I feel like I am going to sound like a broken record. I feel like meditation is going to be a huge game changer for people with anxiety. And I think that just the intention to start your day to lessen the anxiety and to choose love over fear and to choose to be present, to start your day with those intentions, I think can really help with the anxiety. For me in the moment, because I suffer from it too, everybody does.
Right.
Like every freaking person has anxiety. But in moments where I feel like it's higher, to breathe, like breath is
huge.
It's huge. It's such an important way to get back into your body. But I think that the inside work is to really, find a way or find a practice to where outside opinion is not driving your internal thermometer.
Right.
I mean, this is such a huge one. I could keep going and going and going, but basically like meditation and to be able to know what energy is yours and what energy is theirs. So to not let their negativity or their energy or the circumstances of the day energy get to you. Boundaries are another big thing that help protect your energetic space and, kind of help lessen the anxiety of what's expected of you throughout the day. So meditation, breath work, physical activity is always really important too, I think. But also just really like from a spiritual perspective that always helps me is to just know that we are in a classroom right now, like in the physical, and that we are souls and we're all having very similar experiences, and to not live in that fear.
Can I give a little tip too?
Yeah, please.
Because I suffered from anxiety for a long time, and obviously I still have some anxiety, but I would get panic attacks and all those fun things. So one of
you're the better person to ask actually for this.
One of the biggest things that helped me for specifically a moment of like when I felt a panic attack coming on, I trained myself to see my anxiety as an unwelcome visitor. So I saw it objectively, and this took practice, but I saw it outside myself. And the minute I felt that feeling creeping up on me, I would dismiss that anxiety. You almost look at it like a person. Like, not today.
Right. Not giving it power.
Not today, stranger. Yeah. Like, so I think it is, and back to your point for just generally every day, it's like, don't hold on to what isn't yours, right? Like, you always say, you know, let go of that. That's not yours.
Yeah.
That's not yours. And so oftentimes our anxiety comes from things that are not ours.
Right.
So if we can practice the feeling of detaching from them, we can practice that in meditation. I like to carry around like a little sodalite crystal, which is really good for anxiety. And it gives you something physically to hold on to. And you can release that within that tangible object. And there's just little tricks, you know, that you can train yourself to do. And listen, this stuff takes time for sure. But the fact that you want to do the work and that you're asking the questions and like that's step one.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just practice. And then it gets easier and easier. And like, knock on wood, I haven't had a panic attack like a real one in so long because I know like I've gotten the feeling that it's about to creep up. And then I know how to release it.
Yeah.
Right.
I love that.
So that's just my little tip.
That's great.
Okay, our next question comes to us from Marcia in San Diego. And she asks, what advice do you have for teaching your children emotional hygiene? Ooh, that's an interesting term. I'm not really familiar with that.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like this is a whole separate episode. But I'll give like my highlights and then maybe we can actually make it a whole separate episode. For me, for my children, it's kind of what we were talking about with anxiety and with the inside job with our last episode of really teaching them that they're in control of their emotions, that their emotions don't control them. They are in control of it. They are the decision makers with how they feel. And like we talked about before with my big sign in the house of choose happy, I use that all the time when my daughter, especially who's far more emotional, will spiral and the emotions just take over her. And you can tell, I'm sure Emmy does this too, where it's like, they kind of just want to be sad. It's like that, like emo it, you know what I mean? Like,
I mean, I relate to this completely because we all had those moments in our youth. And sometimes we still do where we're just like, you kind of like enjoy listening to that sad song.
Yeah.
Just
I'm like, going to wallow here for a little bit.
Yeah. It feels good for a minute.
Yeah. And so I let her be sad, but then when it's time, when it's like, okay, that's enough. Like we need to go back to reality now. It's like, you have a choice right now to be happy or to be sad. I hope you choose happy because if you choose happy, we're going to go have a good time at the park. We're going to go do this. Like, I hope that's what you decide to choose, but you get to choose right now.
Right.
And so it's like, I try my best with their emotional hygiene to let them know that they're in control of it. And then I also teach them, I've shared this with you before. I taught this to my nieces when they were really, really young. And I've taught this to my children, The Secret, of your thoughts become real. So this is the secret superpower that if you think happy things are going to happen. If you think sad things are going to happen. And so I've always tried to instill that, again, just to give them the feeling that they're in control of their emotions.
And something that kind of pops out to me as you're talking about this is it's really about empowerment. Like you're giving them, 100%. You're empowering them versus shaming them.
100%.
So you're not like shaming them for being sad. You're empowering them that they have a different choice.
Yep.
And I think that's the most important part. And obviously it all goes along with, you know, the law of attraction and all that stuff, but it's framing everything into a positive.
Yes.
To make it a reality and to make yourself or the, not in this case, your children feel like they hold that power.
Right.
And that is a beautiful gift because it is really easy, especially as a child, because they depend on us for grown-ups for so many things,
yeah,
to give them a little bit of that power. You know?
Right, right.
Okay. I love this week's Soul Science. It is something pretty basic that we're all kind of familiar with, but this is a pretty recent article from The Guardian. And it is, they respond to vibrations. Does talking to plants actually help them grow? And I'm going to read you guys a couple paragraphs from this because I feel like it speaks to such a bigger thing that we always talk about. And it kind of like gives me the chills and I love it a lot. Plants probably don't hear like we do, but some research shows that speaking nicely to plants will support their growth, whereas yelling at them won't. Rather than the meaning of the words, however, this may have to do with the more to do with the vibrations and volume. Plants react favorably to low levels of vibrations. Okay, Smithsonian and NASA also show that mild vibrations increase growth in plants, while harsher, stronger vibrations have a negative effect. Dr. Hess explains, the vibrations improve communication and photosynthesis, which improves the growth and the ability to fight infection. You could say the plants are happy. Okay, I mean, come on, the metaphor here is just like screaming, right? We've always heard about this as kind of, I mean, I think people, some people might even think it's kind of like an old wives' tale, you know, talk to plants or whatever, and it sounds wacky and woo-woo and all those things, but that's why we're here.
Right.
But I mean, there's been studies and there's been proof that that is all real, and I think the bigger message is energy transmission in our lives. It is so powerful.
It's amazing. And I also feel like this explains so much of why I can't keep plants alive in my house, because everybody's like, the kids are like screaming, the dog's barking. It's like, this isn't really like the neutral space we need to be in for these plants to survive.
Can we tell this really quick version of your story about bringing the dead tree back to life, or was a dead plant?
It was a dead palm tree.
Okay. Can you just like sum that up real quick?
Yeah, it's really hard to explain without sounding crazy.
I'm totally putting you on the spot.
No, I'll totally share.
I love this story.
Okay, so they're called like Sega palms, I think, and it was in a pot, and we had moved, and we had two kids, and we totally neglected our yard, and this plant was dead. It wasn't dying. It was like dead, okay? Mm-hmm. Like it had been dead for a while. We're going to throw it away. And I was like, not yet, mostly because it was in a big pot and I didn't want to have to like deal with that. So I was like, let me just see if I can do it. So this sounds, again, like really funny because I'm like, well, there was sunshine and there was water. And it's like, well, yeah, obviously sunshine and water make things grow. But what was weird about this is that it was dead and was brought back in a period of time that would not scientifically otherwise, I think, work. So I said, let me just give it a try. To my husband, and I use the word Reiki on it because it's like my life force energy.
Right.
And I'm like, let me just try this. And so there's something so weird about water. Okay. I've said this before to you guys, but like there is something so magical about water. And I don't know if that's for everybody, if it's just for me. I have no idea. But like, I just know crazy shit happens when I'm around water, in water, anything like that. So I got the hose out and I start hosing, like start watering the plant very simply. But what happened was I could feel the plant.
Mm-hmm.
And I know this sounds so insane, but I could feel the plant energy.
You were connecting with the plant.
I was connecting with it. And I was like, if I can feel that there, if there's something in there still. Mm-hmm. And I was watering it in a way of shining like my light into the water, right. If that makes sense. Like I was holding the hose.
Absolutely.
And like pretending that hose was an extension of my love, mm-hmm. basically. And I was like, I know that you can come back to life. And I was giving it all my energy. Have you ever seen, what's that weird movie? It's that like Pixar movie where they're on an adventure. This is going to be so hard to, the dad has like the legs. That are
the dad has legs.
Yes, but there's he's only legs. He's only legs.
Oh, I haven't seen this.
Oh, come on.
Our listeners are probably screaming.
They're screaming at us. I'm gonna like look it up right now.
I'm ashamed that my Disney knowledge is not shining right now.
Like no leg dad.
Wait, no legs or only legs?
I mean only legs. Only legs dad. Sorry, only legs. No torso, only leg dad.
There, that's good.
Let's see.
I should do it.
Uh-huh. Onward came up.
Okay, I haven't seen it. I'm ashamed. I know. I heard it was a great movie.
Yeah, it's really good. But there's a part of it where he's like doing magic, okay? And he's like, speak from your heart's fire.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he says. He's like, use your heart's fire. And it's the only way I can explain like that moment of like, or whenever I do Reiki, mm-hmm. right? Of like, I have to go into like my heart's fire and it almost has to... I almost have to get like pumped up. Like my adrenaline needs to be pumped up. Like for me to kind of build that energy in myself to then give to the other recipient or yes. whatever. So it's like getting my vibration up. And like, it really does feel like I was hosing that damn palm for my heart's fire.
I love it. And it came back to life.
And it came back to life, like within a couple days.
And see, this is what I wanted to get out of this article is that it's why Reiki healing works. Like, I'm sorry, but if you're a recipient of it or a practitioner, like, you know, that is real. That is real.
100%.
And it's why people who are down with crystals, like that, crystals work.
Yep.
And, you know, yeah, there's not enough science for people who want to fund the study of this or whatever, because
there never will be.
Yeah. It's spiritual and there's no money in it. But we know that energy is real and can be measured. And we know that there's studies on plants. And we know that we can transfer energy from one thing to another. And that is very scientific. So
absolutely.
It exists in every facet of life. And if you set your intention there to mm-hmm. give and receive, you're going to be so happy that you did. Because that's when the magic happens, right?
I think everyone should try it.
Yeah. I love it. I mean, seriously, the heart's fire thing like gives me chills because whenever I'm like in a really good meditation, I feel that like heart space.
Yeah, that heart chakra is like
and
wide open.
And that's like a really special feeling.
Yeah. And so. If you know it, like people will be like, yeah, I know that feeling. So
yes.
Cool.
You guys, this has been a really fun episode. I hope that you are as pumped about our Patreon as
yes,
we are.
Yes, check it out, guys.
So at this point, I think we'll have a post on Instagram. There'll be a link in our bio, right?
Yep.
At this point, we're going to link in our bio to Patreon. So follow the Soul Spot Instagram, the.soul.spot.
Yes.
Click on the link, sign up for Patreon. It's going to be so much fun.
It's going to be a lot of
so
fun.
So excited. You can follow me on Instagram. It's my name at Nadia Thorman. You guys, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We love you.
Love you.
Bye.